In the name of the God who creates us, the God who sustains us, and the God who redeems us. I've got a question for you this morning, and it's this: what is written on your heart? Seems like an appropriate question for this, the fifth and final Sunday in Lent. Appropriate in that it comes close to the end of this 40 days when we have walked with Jesus in the wilderness, maybe even waded through some wilderness of our own. Lent, as you know, is the season when we're tasked with a special focus on prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. Giving up that which doesn't serve us or adding in that which is designed to fuel our souls. We've talked a lot about these practices, the way that they're designed to enhance our existing rhythms or change them. And I've been thankful to hear many of the ways that we've been deliberate in our Lenten walks, how some have renewed their rhythms of prayer, whether through Stations of the Cross or with the Lenten devotional that ends up in your email box every morning and becomes the source of discussion throughout the day. I love how some of us chose this season to pick up a commitment card and join with others in making a pledge to support the work of this place. I've loved seeing the new faces that have found their way into the kitchen to help serve others. And I especially love hearing the stories of those who took up Bishop Curry's challenge to deliberately share unselfish love with the world. These acts of kindness that you stumbled on or rose to do, and the recognition that comes from that, of how helping someone else has blessed you. Whether it made you feel needed or connected or gave you a little bit of that warm fuzziness that we get when we let the God inside us shine forth into the world. Or maybe your Lenten practice has been getting out of bed every morning, making sure your children were dressed and fed and stayed alive, because sometimes even that's a lot. I know not every one of us has been able to be as deliberate as perhaps we would like to be. And that's okay, because just as there's love, there's also grace. But as the season of Lent draws to a close, I think the question persists. What is written on your heart? The prophet Jeremiah, from whom our Old Testament reading comes from today, is concerned with such things as well. Here he speaks to the ancient Israelites about God and covenants, about the revitalization of this covenant made with humankind. I know that you know that covenants are nothing to take lightly. This unconditional promise, unbreakable vow. Here, Jeremiah speaks to a people who have known hardship and exile, a people pushed beyond the brink, who face the destruction of that which they hold dear. These are bleak times for the ancient Israelites, and Jeremiah has not been shy about apportioning the blame for what has happened solely on those same people's shoulders. But in the midst of it all, in the midst of this world gone wrong, where it might be easy to question where God is, Jeremiah turns here and speaks of hope and rebirth. He reminds the people of the unwavering love that God has for all God's children. The Hebrew word for this is hesed. Jeremiah speaks of a new covenant, different than the one made before, but different in that God's love need not rest in our own inherent fallibility, but in God's steadfastness. And God writes this promise on our hearts. Writes it to remind us so that we might live into it. Even in this world today, this is good news, this promise given by God and freely received by all, that our sins are forgiven, that we are created in love. And in the coming days, as we draw ever closer to Easter, we will be reminded that God came to walk among us, to triumph over death and to redeem the world. That God took on human form so that God might know us, and that through God we might have eternal life. So what is written on your heart? I can only ask the question how you respond to it, how each of us responds to the call of the prophet Jeremiah to live into the relationship that God has with us, to be a part of the covenant that God has made with us. That's for each of us to decide. Through how we live into our faith, and I don't mean just that we come to church on Sunday, but how we treat each other, how we care for the least of these, how we carry out the words of our faith when it's only God who's watching. What better time to have this conversation with God and with ourselves than here in this last week of Lent? Because whether or not we found purchase with the ancient rhythms of prayer and fasting and almsgiving, we still have the opportunity to draw meaning from this time or dig a little deeper to see what we might glean. But it takes courage and work and faith to look inside ourselves and examine what lies within, to admit our fears and insecurities, and identify our growing edges, to be honest about how we show up in the world and the ways that we all continually fall short. Even if it seems daunting, the good news is that we can rest with the assurance that God opened the door to this conversation long before we had the thought to. And however we answer, even when we have work to do, and we all have work to do, God walks with us, steadfastly remains with us. I wonder if your answer will be anchored in the rhythms of our faith and our life and community. Or maybe it might recall the words of the great commandment to love our neighbors as ourselves, and its echoes in our baptismal covenant that we seek and serve Christ in all persons. In his letter to the Corinthians, Paul says that this covenant between us and God is written with the Spirit of the living God, that same Spirit that flows in and through each one of us, that wants us so very much to know God's love and to take that love and share it with the rest of the world. What is written on your heart? That, my friends, is the question. And the answer? That part's up to you.